This is the Out of Time Film Podcast, where your hosts, Tom and John, discuss everything from blockbuster films to TV and games like there's no tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the Out of Time Film Podcast. My name is Tom, and as always, I'm joined with my co-host, John.
Hi.
And this week, we are talking about Knuckles.
Hell yeah. So, Tom, we are huge fans of the Sonic franchise at the moment.
Yes.
We covered Sonic 2. It's a special film to us because that generated so much hype with one of our favorite beloved characters, Shadow the Hedgehog, who we teased at the end of the film, which we were like mind blown. And we love the funny and hilarious moments in Sonic 2. Well, I really like the whole series. And you know what it has to offer. I mean, the whole series has been through a lot of things. I mean, Ugly Sonic, for example, if you remember that. That is something from my nightmares. Thank God we don't have to experience that on the big screen of, you know, Ugly Sonic just like staring into your soul. But anyway, we're going to talk about Knuckles, the new series. What do you think of the Sonic franchise so far, Tom?
I mean, I'm with you. I love Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 is just even better. They're just really fun and really goofy. And there's something in that that I just find effortless joy in. Knuckles, I was very excited for this show and I was like, okay, here we go. And I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning.
I woke up at 7.
And we've just been watching this show all in one, which isn't normally how I like to watch TV shows. You know, I was watching it the whole way, the whole morning, and I was just like, oh my God, this is crazy. So it's a bit of a fever dream already to me, this show.
Yes.
I'm just kind of like, what?
That's what I felt, just consuming the Knuckles show in all in one go. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm gaining something inside my brain. Is it a fever dream? It's blurring fiction and reality all together. And oh my God, it's been such a weird morning. I just finished the show like 10 minutes ago, and man, there was a lot to talk about. Honestly, I don't know what I've watched.
I've heard a lot of negativity about this show before going into it. A lot of people not liking it. The big thing that I've heard is that Knuckles isn't in it enough. And to be completely honest, I think that is a very fair criticism. Both the Sonic films have a lot of play from the human characters. And I've always quite liked that because I think they've got the balance right. You know, I love Tom the Donut Lord. I love the whole family that we explore, especially the wedding in the second one. I just think it's just effortlessly funny. And, you know, I like the characters that we explore here, the human characters, but there's definitely something to be said about this Knuckles show. Is it really about Knuckles? I mean, it feels like after he's introduced in Sonic 2, there's a lot we can do to explore that character, but he's a mentor in this, which is a really interesting direction. And I wasn't expecting that at all. And I don't know if that's a good... I don't know if I enjoy the fact that he is just there simply as this mentor figure. It kind of means that we don't really get a lot of exploration into him. We introduce this Echidna chief, played by Christopher Lloyd. I mean, brilliant. Like, it's so just delightful to see him. It was like 6:30 in the morning and then Christopher Lloyd just starts speaking as an echidna and I'm just like, what's happening? Like, there are numerous characters who show up. Like, Cary Elwes shows up and is just like wearing this like Union Jack suit. And I'm just like, sorry, what? What's going on?
I just don't know how to explain. It's just crazy. And there's so many really odd moments in the show and you're just trying to process it. And it's like, did that really just happen? Or was that just a dream?
There's a whole musical number in a bowling alley in episode 4 where Julian Barrett is dressed as some kind of owl eagle thing. It's like something out of the Mighty Boosh and it's really strange. And Adam Pally, who plays... what's the main guy called? I just watched it. How do I already forgot what he's called? Wade. I was going to say Jeff.
How could you forget Wade? This is the Wade show.
Wade is dressed like Knuckles and like going on this like live action Sonic course. And I was just like, what is happening in this show? Half of it is trying to be this really sincere family comedy and Knuckles is finding a family and all that great stuff. And then the other half is just the most batshit insane, the most crazy stuff that you've seen. Like, I can't really be mad at that. The fact that the show is just unapologetically fun and it's just kind of delightful. It's not offending me. I know there are some Sonic fans who are upset about this show for whatever reason, but it's like, calm down, guys. Like, this is, it's fun. It's just a small little show, you know, just...
Yeah.
Who cares?
Does it change the lore? Maybe, but no, it's just about the Sonic universe just like expanding upon it. But I think looking at it, they had so much fun filming this. It's just like, we're gonna film Knuckles the Echidna just being this mentor, and we got this guy who's just a bowling fanatic. So yeah,
what a strange choice to have this show center around bowling. It's like, okay, bowling. Sure, I thought that was just gonna be like the setup. And then yeah, we get same. Into some of the different stuff, like, you know, something more action-y. But I'm not really sure how I feel about it. Like, it's just kind of there. Oh, I see you yawning. That's 3 hours of Knuckles right there that's happening.
I'm just like, okay, I gotta get through this talk.
Yeah. Well, like, the show feels like a part of the Sonic universe. Episode one is directed by Jeff Fowler, who also directed the films. So kind of immediately, it feels like a continuation. It has the same kind of quality. I mean, the CGI is as good as it is in the film. It got that same aesthetic, and I think a lot of TV spin-offs kind of lack that. It doesn't feel like it is part of that same, you know, it feels like they are held back by budgetary constraints. But I did think that it was worth it. If anything, I think this was kind of like a film that was turned into a show. Really, this could have just been condensed into something that was 2 hours long, a bit more focused, and it could have been as good, if not better.
Yeah, I mean, if they just think about more Knuckles as a character, because they really promoted the show as like, hey, we're going to have a show that is just focused on Knuckles, but it's just not really about Knuckles. It's just him standing around. It was a bit frustrating to see that, because you could definitely see Knuckles as a character in Sonic 2. He had a stronger presence. He had such an interesting character arc in that one. But this one, it was a bit strange because it just gave me Kung Fu Panda 4 vibes. It was just like, hey, we're just gonna have this character around, and it's just like nothing is really building up to it. Nothing has this justified payoff to the character, you know, for the end of the show. And Wade, he just gets the ball, I guess. He does bowling, and you know, just all that. But he has a really intense training arc. He's put into some crazy situations, like fighting off bounty hunters and people who want Knuckles' power. And yeah, I mean, it lacks foundation from the villains, because there wasn't really a strong villain in the show. Like, I just watched it and I can't remember them. It's just, it's forgettable, but there were some moments in the show that you can't forget. Like Wade wielding a katana on a bike and just slicing off, I forgot the guy's name, but his hair.
Is his name Jack?
Jack, yes. He just cuts off Jack's hair. And I was like, is this a dream?
Yeah, I think that the most iconic moments of the show come from Wade, which is not what you want for a Knuckles show. You want to remember all the stuff that Knuckles is doing, but instead you're remembering all the stuff that Wade is doing. And I think that's kind of, that speaks to the imbalance of this show. I want to be really invested in, like, it does feel just like another Sonic thing. You know, we've got like the jokes and the pulpy soundtrack and all that stuff. I would have liked to see a different tone. I'm not saying we need to be like a gritty, dark, like story where Knuckles is like, I must have revenge. Like, you know, like, I have to find my purpose after my tribe. Yeah. I don't think we have to go too tonally in the opposite direction, but this could have been a different kind of story. We could have really explored how Knuckles is on his own. Like, at the end, he's like, oh, Knuckles, you have a family now. And it's like, great, but also let's explore that feeling of displacement that Knuckles has. He is very different to Sonic and Tails, and so it would make sense that he wouldn't feel quite right. And so I'm kind of thinking to myself, if we had more of a focus on him, the show could have really worked a lot better. There he is, he's yawning again, everyone.
Oh my god.
this is a professional at work.
I am staying awake. I didn't have coffee, so I'm just like at 1% right now. So yeah, and leaning on that, there wasn't really any consequences for Knuckles as a character, because at the very first episode, that was like very Sonic. The comedy, you know, we got the voices back for that very first episode. But the one thing that really annoyed me, that Knuckles just left and we don't hear anything from Sonic or Tails or Maddie. And it's like, oh, okay, he's just going on this journey, I guess. And he doesn't really learn from that aspect. And it's like, oh, Christopher Lloyd is talking to me. I must do this thing now, I guess, and just goes off somewhere. That was a bit strange, because then it just goes into Wade. And that's it. And we don't have a strong emotional connection with Knuckles as a character. We don't really get to explore about his family or his tribe.
Yeah, well, enjoyability wise, I don't even know if that is a word, but there's plenty to like about the show. And you know, it's not a slog to watch, I don't think. But I do feel like it's baggy and it's nowhere near as emotionally powerful as Sonic. I feel like Sonic really gets those moments where Sonic has a character arc, and in this, it just doesn't feel like I was very sure that we were gonna end the series where we began, that he would go back and he would see Sonic and Tails and Maggie, yeah. And you know, that would have some sort of significance. We don't do that, and that feels like a missed opportunity. It feels like that's kind of what that character needs to do, is to go back to where he, because now I'm a little bit like, okay, does this mean that he's just going to be off on his own, like he's got his family with Wade and then that's it? Like, is he going to even be in Sonic 3? Like, I would think so, but it all just kind of now feels a little bit confusing to me. And I don't know if what you want to do is confuse. I'm not sure, really. I want to talk about the villains, so okay. Let's get into spoilers. Yes. So the villains, very strange. You've got the two agents, you've got the guy behind the scenes who hired the agents, and then you've got Wade's dad. And I think that it's so, because like the guy who's supposed to be the big villain who shows up in a mech suit at the end, he's barely in it. We barely get any exploration into who he is, or, you know, like his backstory is like, oh yeah, Robotnik left him, and so now he wants the power so he can prove something. I don't really know. And then you have the agents who are, you know, I thought the agents were quite fun. It's Kid Cudi and Ellie Taylor. Yeah. I thought they were really fun, had good chemistry. They were a good physical threat, but also they were funny. Yeah. You know, I like those two. Why do you have to make those agents? Couldn't they be like two rogues that have their own motivations? Like the final guy who shows up in that mech suit. Yeah, we don't need him at all. And then you've got Cary Elwes, Wade's dad, the emotional villain. He's fantastic. He chews the scenery. He's just a lovably hateable guy. I thought that he was fantastic. No issues there.
It was just so odd. He was just this British villain. And the one thing that really caught me off guard is his bowling ball. There's a cup of tea.
On the bowling
inside
ball?
Inside the bowling ball.
What?
I was like, what is that in there? And then you can see it a lot closer. There's a cup of tea inside the bowling ball. And he does bring tea to the bowling set as well. So that was just very odd. And it was just like, okay, he's just like this typical British guy. And
oh, God. Yeah. It's every time there's a British person in anything, it's like loving the tea and crumpets and
you know
just classic British thing. I really did love his outfit, his mustache, and his, like, you know, all the Union Jacks. It was just a lot of fun, but at the same time, maybe he should have been the villain. Maybe there should have been something for that.
Yeah,
I really do think
the strings, and he was just like trying to stop the tournament or something, or like maybe you want Knuckles's power to like get powerful with the bowling, and he's just like, I just like that, and just do something that
there's even a moment when Kid Cudi says, do I look like I need your power? And then Ellie Taylor's like, yes, we do. I love that little moment that we got to kind of spin on that line from Sonic 2, which was a brilliant moment in that film. But the first two Sonic films, they have Robotnik. I'm not Jim Carrey's biggest fan, but I think that he works in those films, and I think that the narrative needs to have him as such a present threat for Sonic, and that really worked. Obviously you have Agent Stone as well. The two of them work marvelously together. That really worked for those two films. Whereas this one, the villains feel a bit more like an afterthought. Again, it feels like a thing with Wade and his family. We also have Wade's mum and sister as well. And I really liked the kind of exploration of their home life, and the mum really wants them to come together. This exploration of their religion, you know, Judaism. And I really thought that was really great. It just doesn't fit here. That is a story that
was so out of place, right?
Yeah, it's like this whole episode where they're like at the house.
Bowling, you got Knuckles the Echidna, you got the whole training arc, and then a whole rock opera musical. And it was just like a bit of family drama and talking about Judaism and talking about like how they were brought up. But it was so out of place. And I was just like, okay,
so weird.
Maybe they will have some emotional investment, you know, with the characters. It was like a whiplash. I was like, oh, okay, we're just gone back to reality. And it was just like, okay, cool, that's great. But Knuckles is there.
The show doesn't know whether it wants to be a wacky, surrealist adventure with like these strange mystical connections and the heart of the warrior. Does it want to be a badass road trip adventure where they're going to bowling? Or does it want to be this kind of family drama? What does it want to be? I feel like all of these things could have worked
better. It lost its identity, Tom. It's lost its identity.
What is it? Exactly. And you know what? I think that if this show was longer, then maybe it actually would have worked a little bit better. better. Again, I feel like this is just a film that's been stretched out into 6 episodes, much like many other streaming shows that we've watched. And I think this one, it does stand out quite a lot because it just feels so strange. But, you know, its heart is still there and the core of Knuckles is still there. Idris Elba is having so much fun. He probably just spent a day in that booth just recording lines, and like, the show is funny when it needs to be. Is it as funny as Sonic 2? Absolutely not. But like, you know, they have some genuinely comedic moments. I specifically love Julian Barrett and Cary Elwes and Christopher Lloyd, just seeing them all come together. And Idris Elba is just infectious as Knuckles. And I do hope that he's in Sonic 3. And I would also take a second season of this show because I do think that let's do more, but let's actually focus on Knuckles. Let's see what was happening with him. I think that's something that we could really go into.
Yeah, there's so much that has been left out. I mean, Idris Elba, I think he sort of carried the show. It's just his voice acting that made it so infectious, and it's just the humor that he brought with the voice acting. And I'm really interested to see the future of Sonic with the voice acting, because we've got Shadow coming soon, voiced by no other than Keanu Reeves.
Yes!
I haven't seen a lot of things with Keanu Reeves voice acting, but there's a time when actors come into the booth and do really good voice acting, like Robert Pattinson as the Heron in The Boy and the Heron or How Do You Live. And animation and voice acting is just so much fun. Like, again, this is a fun show, and does it hurt me? No, but I kind of woke up early for this and, you know, kind of...
That's what stings. It's the fact that we
watched it all. I didn't have coffee for this. I didn't have coffee.
I tell you what, like, you know, all these, as I said earlier, the episodes all dropped at once, just like Fallout. Last week we were talking about Fallout. We were saying that a staggered release would have worked better for that show. We got a lot of comments on some of our shorts being like, oh no, binging is so much better than weekly. And I definitely disagree. I think this is the perfect show. Pop it on every Saturday morning. Have 30 minutes of some fun Knuckles content. You know, maybe not every episode would be exactly that. You know, I think episode 3 is a bit of a slower episode, a bit more of a contemplative one. But again, like with most shows, this would have absolutely been so much better to watch weekly. And also, if people prefer binging, just wait till it's all out. Watch it then, like, you know. But I do think that for Paramount Plus, who, you know, are going to want to market this show to get that hype consistently, for people like us who are reviewing it, you don't have to watch it all in one go on a Saturday morning, which is the strangest thing. But I do want to ask, though,
yes,
are there any other characters you want to see with a spin-off series? Like, who else would you want this treatment for? Oh no, he's laughing. Oh, he's, I can God. See, I can see him. What's he cooking?
I have a couple. There was one called Big the Cat. He was just a ginormous Sonic character. And there was a crocodile one, I forgot. He was cool. He's in the Sonic universe. But there's the pink character, I forgot her name.
Yes, yes, yes. There's. We did this last time. If you listen to our Sonic 2 video, we just spend like half the time listing off characters.
I've got to look up again because we...
Yeah, I'm doing it too. I'm doing it too. Is it Amy Rose, maybe?
Amy! Yeah!
Oh my God, there's so many.
Oh yeah!
Oh,
Metal Sonic! God. No, that is something I want to see. Metal Sonic. That is a character that I thought he was terrifying.
Yes. That would be really... See, I think that this franchise has so many places it can go. The core series of films can keep on going. You know, there's plenty of games to draw on and obviously other expanded material. A Tails show would be delightful. A Shadow show, obviously. Maria! Like, come on, we need that. We need to see Shadow get all the lore. Him with his gun. I think that would just be brilliant. I'd like to see them go to Sonic's planet as well. We see it at the beginning of the first film, but obviously most of it is set on Earth, and obviously there's plenty of reasons for that. Probably most of them are budgetary, but I think that maybe the fourth film, maybe the fifth film, maybe even its own show, let's go back and let's have a look and see what has become what's it called? It's called like the Green something? Green Hills, is that right?
Green Hills, that is in the real life.
It is. In the games, the Green Hills are like, with all the spinny things and the loop-de-loops and what we see at the beginning of Sonic 1, basically. But in the films, I guess it's the real place. So I want to go back to like the actual planet. I think that would be really cool.
Yes, I cannot wait to see what the Sonic universe has to offer. It's crazy once you go into the lore of Sonic, because Sonic 3 is just building so much hype. There's some stuff that I don't know about the characters that they're going to bring in as well. Like, they are bringing in Shadow, but they're bringing another one, I believe. There's a whole fandom is like, oh my God, they're bringing this character. So apparently that's something to look forward to and see how Keanu is going to be Shadow.
The hype. Yeah. The hype. There's only one film in December that I am excited to see, and that is Sonic 3. So yeah. That's gonna be brilliant. But yeah, so that's Knuckles. What are you gonna give this one out of 10?
A 6 out of 10.
Okay. I think I'm gonna go 5. Thank you everybody for listening. If you are listening on YouTube and you enjoyed it, you can like and subscribe if you want to see more. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, you can follow and give us a 5-star review if you think we're worthy. And next week we are gonna be doing the Bad Batch season 3, the final season of the Bad Batch. It's coming to an end this week, hopefully with a long episode. Please, with a long episode. I'm begging you. I'm on my knees. Jennifer Corbett, she's not listening, but like, please make the episode, please make the finale like an hour long. Please. So you can send us an email at outsignfilmpod@gmail.com. We'll be recording next Saturday. Oh, no, we won't. We'll be recording next Thursday. So send us an email before then. On the Bad Batch season 3, tell us, know your thoughts, ask us any questions, answer it right here on the podcast next week.
Yes, and you can follow us on Instagram @TheTimeFilmPod to see our incredible thumbnails from Zane Aswell, on Twitter for more thoughts from Tom and me as well, and TikTok to see edited clips, virtual, or also on Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts, and you can find links to that all in the description below. Thanks to L. James Mayer for the excellent theme and Ronan Phillips for vocals as always, and I think that's everything. Take what you're given.
Give nothing back.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.